Local author Leonard David has been writing about space for many years. His previous book took a look at Mars, and his latest book takes a look at the moon. He's going to be speaking about Moon Rush, the new space race, this evening at the Boulder Public Library. I asked him what makes this new Moon Rush different and why there are so many private corporations who are also involved in it.
Well, we have a beginning of public-private partnerships for the moon that are different than maybe the space program of the past. And so, I think what we see, particularly with, in my view, Jeff Bezos, he's the richest person on the planet, but he's also a child of Apollo. He's a young guy, watched the Apollo program, and in my mind, he's putting his money where his mouth is. He's very visionary, very futuristic. Similarly, you've got Elon Musk with SpaceX, creator of the Tesla automobile, and he's got his sights not only on the moon but also Mars exploration. Then there's another kind of a person in the background here that's really interesting is Robert Bigelow. He's a hotel mogul. And he's put in about 200 and some odd million dollars of his own money to create inflatable space structures that he feels he can provide to NASA for a lunar base. So you're right. This is the beginning of something unique and different. It's still going to take, in my mind, NASA to help fortify some of these contracts with money. But not nearly like an Apollo $25 billion back in 1960s. So I wish them all well. There are still a lot of things to be determined. But we're on a roll in the United States with going back to the moon. And we'll see how it plays out.
And why do you think we're seeing this interest from private corporations in terms of the moon?
Well, because I think, when you have the government, the United States in particular, with the Trump policy of going back to the moon first and then Mars as a horizon goal, it has channeled NASA to refocus back on the moon and use the wherewithal they have as a multiple, government field centers across the country to assemble a new lunar program and do it now. In the last month or so, Vice President Pence has challenged NASA to put people on the moon within 5 years. So we'll see how well the system responds. But one of the points of my Moon Rush book is that if the U.S. doesn't do it, there are other countries coming. And I see it as a space race. I see multiple nations that have keen interest in the moon for scientific purposes, for entrepreneurial purposes, for governmental purposes, and somewhat for military purposes. So if the United States doesn't follow through, other nations, I believe, will do so.
But in terms of that last aspect that you mentioned, the purpose of maybe for the military, the militarization of the moon, I mean, Donald Trump was widely mocked when he announced his plans to launch a space force. But this really just goes to the fact that there is huge potential to militarize not just the moon, but space in general, and to use the moon as a launching pad, literally, for military either surveillance or other missile launches. Talk a little bit about the reality of how the moon could be militarized.
Well, I mean, if you're paid to be paranoid, I love my military generals and all these people that do this planning ahead. They're paid to worry about the high ground. And it used to be low Earth orbit was the high ground. We started in the 50s. And then we went to geosynchronous orbit. And we have different types of orbits. But now, for the first time, you're starting to see on the plate in military thinking, cislunar space, the space between the Earth and the Moon. And one caveat to all this that's pretty interesting is what if your country does have economic utility of the Moon, whether it's processing fuel, you might find rare earths on the Moon, you might find other types of material that would be strategically valuable. Then you start getting into, well, maybe we need to protect that. And the other one that worries me a lot, personally, is the moon is not uniform in where you want to go. In other words, there are places on the moon that are more beneficial to be at than other places. That, to me, sounds just perfect for trying to get there first, make sure the other country doesn't get there. So I think new laws are going to be forthcoming, and maybe we can diffuse any kind of potential tensions on the moon as more countries go there and set up shop and do mining, extraction, and all these other things. So that is flagged in the book, and I left it for the reader to you know, determine whether we're headed to trouble, or are we headed for paradise? What is it?
Well, you mentioned there the potential for extraction. I mean, that is what we're doing right here on Earth, and a lot of people would say that our efforts to extract every natural resource from the Earth has gotten us into the point that we're really endangering the planet that we're living on, and now we have our sights set on potentially doing the same thing on another planet. I mean, is there a connection between the two, and what the degradation of our own planet here at the same time happening, where we're looking to other planets to colonize and to use for extractive purposes?
Well, I think you're right on, and that's something I brought up as like ethics of lunar exploration. It's only if, you know, the moon is looming. You see it. Everybody, you know, you ask an audience how many people have seen the moon. Well, typically, everybody in the audience has seen it. It's right over there. That's why we sent 12 people to walk across the moon's surface in 69 to 72. We had 12 people do that voyage. So it's accessible. And to your point, though, I think the ravaging of the planet should give us some pause about how we want to go ahead and utilize the lunar resources. You know, are they finite? Are they there in great quantities that we can all use them? I don't think we know yet. And that's why NASA and a lot of other countries are sending robot explorers first and trying to do a better analytical look at the moon and appreciate more what the resources are and whether or not they're economically viable and valuable. So we got some work to do here, and I hope my book stirs up some points that people should take into consideration when they see the moon go across the sky.
Well, Leonard David's new book is Moon Rush, The New Space Race. He'll be speaking on Thursday evening, that's May 9th, at the Boulder Bookstore, and we'll put more information online at news.kgmu.org, and that presentation is at 7:30. Leonard, thanks very much.
Well, thank you for having me.